Maloney, and we're here to keep it locked at 90.9 FM.
'Texting while driving hinders your focus. If you want to text and drive so badly, get a Tesla. This is not a sponsored Tesla. Texting and driving PSA. Visit www.notbestupid.com.
Hi everyone, you're listening to the Wony Weekly Update. Here are some events to look forward to. On Tuesday, September 23rd, join Wony for our vinyl swap event. This will be happening from 6 to 8 p.m. in the Wony Station of Hunt Union. Also happening on Tuesday, head down to the Red Dragon Theater for a game of Trivia Tuesday, happening from 9 to 10 p.m. in Hunt Union. On Wednesday, join the Student Fashion Society for their general body meeting, happening in Perna Science 121 from 7 to 8 p.m. On Thursday, join the Gender and Sexuality Resource Center for Beyond Binaries, Identity and Sexuality with guest speaker Robin Oakes. This will be happening from 7 to 8:30 p.m. in the Great Room in Lee Hall. On Friday, join the music department for Swing Dance to Live Music. This will be happening from 7 to 9:30 p.m. in the Hunt Union Ballroom. On Saturday, check out the community table at the Farmers Market. This will be happening from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Dietz Street. On Saturday, join the Nebula Society in learning about the different mythological stories surrounding the constellations in our stars. This will be happening in Perna 019A from 7 to 8 p.m. This has been your Wony Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Be sure to keep it locked.
Hello. Hi, guys. Welcome to Wony. My name is NJ. This is my show. I call it Kitchen Sink. That's an ice cream flavor. Well, it's actually not, but it's implied. Because Ben & Jerry's has everything but the... But isn't it like everything but the kitchen sink? That's like a phrase, you know? When I picked that name, I was like, yeah, I'm going to play so much different music on my show. But I can tell you right now, there's a song I'm going to play today that I've played at least three other times. So it kind of backfired, but that's okay. I do what I enjoy. And I enjoy the same songs over and over again from time to time. Cool. Today, we are bringing back one of my favorite shows that I did a year ago-ish, because I was a little uninspired, and I was like, this could be fun, and I'm in a very silly mood today, and so we went the silly route. So we're doing ballads and bangers again. So that looks, well, I guess you'll see what that looks like when we get there. I feel like my definitions, though, of a ballad and a banger are interpretive. Let's just say that. Subjective. But that's okay. But before we do that, that's a long song. See, okay, so, like, we're supposed to play songs from rotation. Just because, I don't know, it's a rule. And so I picked one that's called Table Tennis Champion. I've never listened to it before. And we're going to listen to that first, even though it's a long song. That's okay. It means I have to yap less. So we're going to start with that, with Table Tennis Champion. I don't know what it sounds like, but I hope it's good. But also, this just made me think. So I'm an RA, right? And so part of my job is giving things to people. Like, we have pool sticks, we have ping pong, or like table tennis. Yeah. See where I'm going here? And I don't know why, but ping pong is very popular. Like, every night there's people in my building playing ping pong, and I find that very interesting. So, here I guess maybe in honor of Grant Hall is table tennis champion. I'll get back to you guys with my thoughts, because I don't have them yet, because this is my first time listening. But enjoy. I hope I do too. heard that that was table tennis champion. I don't know what it had to do with table tennis, but that's okay. My rating, maybe like a 6 out of 10. A little repetitive, a little long. Quite the start. When I played it, I was like, oh, wow. It was listed under R&B. I don't know if I'd call that R&B in my head, but if other people would, then I guess I'm wrong. But now for, like, the real stuff. Hi again, my name is NJ. This is Kitchen Sink that you're listening to. And today we're doing Ballads and Bangers with a side of, like, self-exploration, because I feel like I've been having a crisis about, like, who am I and what am I doing and all this stuff. But that's life, I guess. I have a friend who says that all the time, and it's rubbing off on me. Which I guess, like, yeah, I guess that's just life, you know? Not that I'd really know. I'm still young. Haven't been through a lot, but here we are, right? Yeah, that's life. So yeah, I think, well, let me yap a little bit. Today has been like a roller coaster already. It's rainy. It's so rainy. And I think it's going to be rainy tomorrow too. But hopefully it clears up by Sunday. Because I'm going on a train Sunday with my brother and his girlfriend. Oh, it's going to be clearer tomorrow. That's nice. Good to know. The weather report for tomorrow is a low of 56 degrees and a high of 70 degrees. Saturday, a low of 52, high until nighttime. But that's okay. But not, it doesn't look like it's going to rain through the night, which is sad. Well, I'm also just using Apple weather, so that might mean nothing. But anyways, it's been rainy. But I'm going on a train. Not like a train, though, like a fun train. Obviously. They have, like, this train in Cooperstown where you can, like, go look at leaves and stuff. So, that's where we're going this weekend. So, it should be fun. Pretty excited. Yeah. Trains. I have a friend who really likes trains. I feel like I should have invited him, but that's okay. We're chilling. So, anyways, we're gonna jump into some music now. Our first song is from a wonderful movie that I might actually watch tonight. I think tonight's a movie night. I think that's what the vibes are calling for. And so maybe I'll watch, but maybe I won't watch this movie tonight. I don't know. I got an app recently. My cousin Maddie and her boyfriend convinced me to get this app called Letterboxd, where, like, it's like Goodreads but for movies. Like, you watch a movie and then you say, I watched this movie, and you can rate it, and you could leave a little, like, review or whatever. And I still haven't been able to, like, post a review about a movie, and I really want to, because it seems fun. So I'm gonna do that tonight. Tonight will be my first movie review movie, so I feel like I need to watch something new. So the movie that the song comes from is the Muppet movie, the 2011 Muppet movie, of course. And the song, of course, is Man or Muppet, because what better self-discovery song is there than Man or Muppet? So without further ado...
I reflect on my reflection, and I ask myself the question, what's the right direction? Go. I don't know. Am I a man or am I a muppet?
Am I a muppet?
If I'm a muppet, then I'm a very manly muppet.
Very manly muppet.
Am I a muppet or am I a man?
Am I a man?
If I'm a man, me a muppet of a man,
a muppet of a man.
I look into these eyes and I don't recognize the one I see inside. It's time.
time for me to decide. Am I a man or am I a Muppet?
Am I a Muppet?
If I'm a Muppet, well, I'm a very manly Muppet.
Very manly Muppet.
Am I a Muppet?
Muppet.
Or am I a man?
Am I a man?
If I'm a man, that makes me a Muppet of a man.
Here I go again, I'm always running out of time. I think I've made up my mind. Now I understand who I am.
Everything with one single word. You know? Like
robot-y,
robotics,
Barley.
Fried chicken,
Barley.
Party to Hollywood Hills,
huh?
This song,
Barley.
Oh my god, that new beat. God, is this real?
Barley.
Oh, we're in a session tonight,
gang gang.
Oh, we're going out tonight,
gang gang.
Oh my god, this song's so lit. Congratulations.
Now you be like, gang,
gang, gang, gang, gang, gang.
Gnarly.
Don't talk to me. You're gnarly. I'm not.
Given.
Jealous of my mansion? Yeah, the view is freaking gnarly.
Everything's gnarly. Of course. That was Gnarly by Cat's Eye. And I was just thinking, I would really love to see Kids Bop do Gnarly. I wonder if they already have. Probably not, but maybe. I don't know. I don't know how quick Kids Bop is with it. But I would really like to see Kids Bop Gnarly. That, to me, would be very funny. Yeah. Really goofy. That, like, Kids Bop, for whatever reason, gives the same energy as the Cars for Kids commercials. And I haven't seen one of those in a very long time. But just a thought. Thought for food. Food for thought. You know how it be. Yeah, let's just jump into the next song. Why don't we? It's called Where Can I Go? It is by Josh Gilligan. So this is where I'm like, my idea of a ballad is subjective, because I wouldn't say that this is a ballad. I would just say that this is like a slow, chill song, which tends to be what I listen to a lot. But did that make any sense? Like, I tend to listen to slow, chill music the majority of the time, if that makes more sense. So I don't, like, it's not like a power ballad, you know, like, it's not like crazy or anything. It's just a vibe, but we're more here for like the switch up, you know, from the chill to the less chill. So I guess, does it really matter that it's not like really like a Adele level ballad? Like, no. So yeah, we'll listen to it now.
Thank you.
Word. That was London by Third Eye Blind. Before that was Where Can I Go by Josh Gilligan. I love Josh Gilligan. Third Eye Blind by Third Eye Blind, I think, is one of my mom and I's favorite albums. I know it's up there for me. Maybe like top 20, top 10, 15, something like that. I don't know. I feel like, well, recently, the past year or so, I've been very like album based in my music listening. Usually, like, I would make a playlist every new season or something like that, especially fall. I feel like a fall playlist is the easiest to make, because I made one real quick, and it's been growing. So I don't know. That's like the first playlist I've made, like long playlist I've made in forever. It feels weird, but also normal. So I've been listening to a lot of albums, and so I have a lot of favorite albums now, which is cool. I feel like people that like, cause I don't do any of the physical music stuff. Like, I don't really listen to records or CDs or anything. And I feel like with those, it's a lot more normal to just listen through a whole album. You know, like, I feel like then with like more digital music, it's, you make playlists. I feel like, that's what Spotify exists for, kind of, and like Apple Music and such. So I think it's cool listening to albums. I don't know, but yeah, okay. That's all I had to say. Speaking of albums, Charlie Berg released a new album recently. It's called Back to Earth. It came out last Friday. Oh, there's merch! Sorry if that was loud. Oh my god, there's merch. And it's pretty. Ooh, there's a t-shirt and a hoodie, but I'm looking at the t-shirt. Ooh. OMG, is it pretty? What brings you back to Earth? And then there's a big Earth. It says, what brings you back to Earth? That's kind of fun. I wonder what's going to bring me back to Earth, because I feel like I'm very much in the clouds right now. Like, I'm just very... that's my noise that describes... that describes where life is at right now. But that's chill. I'm 21, bro. I don't have to have everything figured out. Is my mom offering to buy me the t-shirt? Oh, she was up for the hoodie. Okay. We could twin. If you wanted to, we could twin. Because of that, sorry. The next song is from Charlie's new album. Which was fun. I don't know. So, I'm like a diehard Charlie stan, right? Not Charlie XCX, Charlie Berg, obvi. But, so, four of the songs he released on an EP beforehand. And so I'm like, I know these songs. I know these four songs together, because I listened to them a lot. And then the album came out, and I'm like, ooh, new songs, with the old songs sprinkled in. And something about it was, like, weird, because the new songs were all new, and the old songs were, like, old friends. You know, it was just, like, an interesting... Just because I listened to them so much, I was just like, this is interesting seeing them all together. I don't know. Some highlights, because I can only play one song from the album. The second song from Back to Earth, called Source, there's a really awesome part where he talks about getting on a train, and then there's train noises, and I think that is really awesome, and that makes me really happy. The third song is really good. It's called Tasting, and I really like it. The fourth song is called Only One Charlie. It's cute too. His most recent album before this one, he said like he was into clouds and now he's back on Earth or something. He said something like that. I don't know. I don't keep up with these things. I just listen, I fear. But it's all self-produced. Like, he's like, this is me. And I think that's dope. So give it a listen. Yeah. Oh, I Am is good too. If we're going the self-exploration route like I am today, at least I'm trying to. There's definitely like some songs on here where I'm just like, yeah, no, this is just here to be a space filler. But we're listening to Only One Charlie next, which is like, well, you'll listen to it, obvi. They be trying to copy. Sorry, that's lyrics from Gnarly. But yeah, listen to Charlie's new album, and I'll love you forever. And so will he, maybe. I don't know. Hopefully he loves me forever. That's my bestie. It's not, but you know. I can dream. Anyways, here's Only One Charlie by Charlie Berg.
I can't be someone else now. I can't be nobody but this. I am someone else now. I try to be everyone but
scared of the dark. You never seen it look so easy. I got a river for a soul, and baby, you're a boat. Baby, you're my only. You stood by me when no one else was ever behind me. All these lights, they can't blind me. With your love, nobody can drag me down.
That was Drag Me Down by One Direction, of course. I listened to that song a bunch my senior year of high school, and I would scream sing it in the car, and that brought back some memories. It's a good song to scream sing to, honestly. 10 out of 10 would recommend. Maybe like a 9 out of 10, because it can hurt, like your vocal cords and such, but proceed with caution, but like, it's fun. Okay, we have two more songs, both of which are fun and I enjoy, but usually, I don't know, I the past couple weeks I brought my violin, and I didn't this week because it was rainy and I didn't want to have to carry it and everything, so that's unfortunate that I didn't get to play this week, but next week maybe. The rain is supposed to stop tonight. I was just looking at the NOAA forecast instead of the Apple one, and it says there might be a thunderstorm, which is so exciting. I love me a good thunderstorm, so maybe thunderstorm plus movie tonight would be like fantastic for me, but we'll see. I guess I'll say my closing remarks now, just because, well, I'll come back, but we have two more songs coming up. I hope you guys had fun today. It was silly. I feel like the show flew by, TBH, but that's okay. Okay, so the first song is One Caress by Depeche Mode, which is one of my favorite songs. It's so dramatic, and like the string parts in it are crazy. And then we'll see what's after that. But enjoy.
Well, I'm down on my knees again, and I pray to the only one who has the strength to bear the pain, to forgive all the things that I've done. Oh, lead me into your darkness when this world is trying its hardest to leave me unimpressed. Just one caress, you and I am avenue. Take one more look, what you found, oh,
and in it you'll find something new. Oh girl, lead me into your darkness when this world is trying its hardest to leave me unimpressed. Just one caress from you and I'm blessed. Shine from the light. I always loved the night, and now you offer me the eternal darkness. I have to believe that sin can make a better man. Well, it's the mood that I am in, it's left us back where we began. Oh girl, lead me into your darkness when this world is trying its hardest to leave me unimpressed. Just one caress from you and I'm blessed.
Well, I hope you all enjoyed, and I hope everyone has a fantastic night, and a great Friday, and a great weekend, and I'll see everybody next week. I'll be back. We'll probably do something fall themed because, of course, why not? It'll be October by then. Whoa, I think so. Yeah, it should be. So stay tuned for that. Bye. Have a great evening.
An old man turned 98. He won the lottery and died the next day. It's a black fly in your Chardonnay. It's a death row pardon 2 minutes too late. And isn't it ironic? Don't you think? It's like red.
like this romance, so unnatural. If this is our chance, we should take it slow. I love it here, I'm never going home. It's alright, but that's okay.
Is that you?
Oh my god, you're a fan of WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta?
Shakira, do you keep it locked?
Don't touch that dial.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Hi everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some events to look forward to. On Tuesday, September 23rd, join WONY for our vinyl swap event. This will be happening from 6 to 8 p.m.